You're listening to SBS News.
On the floor of the Coral Sea, scientists have made a remarkable discovery, a massive new detached reef. The first to be discovered in more than 120 years is about 1.5 kilometres wide and rises from the ocean floor 500 metres deep, finishing some 40 metres below the surface. A detached reef refers to coral growing up from the ocean floor that's not part of the main body of the Great Barrier Reef. Marine geoscientist Marty McNeil from the University of Technology in Queensland was on the Ocean Schmidt Falke vessel when the discovery was made.
So I looked behind me and I could see what was happening with the multi-beam sonar mapping, and I could see the depth just getting shallower and shallower and shallower and shallower. And I was like, what is this?
Research leader Dr. Robin Beeman is from James Cook University.
It's taller than either Empire State Building, the Sydney Tower, or even the Eiffel Tower. So if you were to put any of those, you know, human-built structures against the side of it, they would still be dwarfed by the size of this reef. So think of it like a mountain on the seafloor. It's very close to the Great Barrier Reef edge. It's only about 3 kilometres or so away from the edge of the shallow coral reefs of the Great Barrier Reef. But the reef that we found at the top is sitting on this 500-metre tall mountain.
A year-long exploration by the team of Australian scientists found the new reef 8 days ago among a cluster of 7 other detached reefs that were mapped in the 1800s. 5 days later, an underwater robot provided a closer look. Its robotic arms collected samples from the huge structure to find out more about its corals and surrounding plants and animal species, as Dr. Beeman explains.
We planned a dive to go from 500 metres, half a kilometre down, all the way up the side to the very top. And so it was this great thrill to not only map it in 3D, but actually see what's living there.
Dr. Thomas Bridge is a senior curator of corals at the Queensland Museum and senior research fellow at the Centre of Excellence of Coral Reef Studies at James Cook University. He wasn't on the expedition, but he's looking forward to finding out more about the discovery.
It certainly does highlight that the Great Barrier Reef is a huge area. It's not just shallow reefs, and that there is a lot of really unique biodiversity that's in other habitats, and a lot of that biodiversity we really don't know a lot about. So that's a really exciting part of the story.
The Great Barrier Reef is facing an ecological catastrophe, with new research from the Royal Society published last week finding half of its corals have died in the last 25 years, mostly due to climate change-induced bleaching. But scientists are hopeful this new discovery will help further protect its heritage. Nikari Thorpe, SBS News.